Welcome to the Sing Confidently, Live Creatively podcast, a show to help you build confidence as you start singing, acting, dancing, and being creative again. Hi, I'm Estelle. I'm a singer, actor, performer, and beginner voice coach who knows how it feels to want to use your God-given creative gifts, but you stay stuck in fear and doubt. The solution is to start building confidence. You have gifts that you need to grow and use and share, and the world is waiting for you. I want to be there with you to help you do that. It's time to live creatively. So without further ado, let's begin.
All right. I'm here with Sonnet. Sonnet Simmons, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I'm so happy to be here.
Me too. So I want to get into your journey because you are a musician, you're an artist, you're a singer, and you're putting yourself out there like very regularly, which is not something that is easy to do. Especially as, ironically, as artists and singers, because we're like used to putting ourselves out there. But when it comes to putting yourself out there on social media, sometimes that can be like a hard thing to do. So I really want to get to that and like the mindset of it all, especially for people who want to get into singing and performing, but they struggle with like that confidence. And so, yeah, let's get into your story a bit. So how did you start singing and writing songs, and where did that all start for you?
I mean, I've just been singing since I was born. That was it. It was like the beacon of light that has led me through life of just, that's what I'm meant to do on this planet. That's what I'm going to do. That's the decisions that I make all surround that. At least that's how it was when I was growing up. Like, that was it. Yeah. There was nothing else for me. And so I spent my childhood doing that. I went to school for it. I thought somebody was going to come along and discover me. And like, all I have to do is just like sing and be cute, and somebody will come along and discover me and I'll be rich and famous. And, didn't work out that way. And I've learned a lot along the way on, you know, where my mindset was and what it really takes and what do I really want and which pieces, you know, can I let go, and which pieces do I want to keep showing up for in terms of, you know, the dream or my dream or what is my dream.
Wow. Yeah, that's beautiful. I think a lot of us, you know, we're younger, we're like, oh, like, I love this thing. I love doing this, you know, singing or performing or dancing or whatever it is. And then at some point, which for you is different, but I think at some point for a lot of us, like, quote unquote, reality hits us and we're like, oh, okay, well, I actually have to do something that's like practical or that makes more sense. But for you, you didn't let that idea of like, well, no one's going to come find me. You didn't let that discourage you or make you think that like, oh, well, I should just reject it altogether.
I was on one of those reality television shows on ABC and got pretty far and felt really like, this is it. Like, this is my life. This is going to be the ticket. This is the moment. And reality TV is reality TV. Like, it's there for ratings and entertainment. It is not there to like make you a star or, you know, like make your dreams come true. Really, you know, like, you have to do the legwork for that. And when I came off that show, I just felt like, I'm done. Like, I just can't keep fighting for this. Music has abandoned me. I was so mad at music. It hurt my heart to sing. I was so devastated. And it wasn't just that. It was also like, I was getting older. I felt like, oh, well, if I haven't made it by now, there's no point in continuing for this. Like, what's the point? I'm too old now. And I really felt devastated. Like, I just was, you know, I decided I was going to get married, have kids, and do something else. And I did get married and have kids. But the something else, you know, I found my way into sync licensing, music licensing, and started making music, but just not publicly making it for like releasing it as an artist, more just for TV, film, and commercials. And found success in that, and that was, you know, great, and it still is great. But I would, in this last year, I went back to recording music that's mine and putting it out there and starting that journey again, and coming up, I mean, it is interesting, like, as artists, as creatives, like we are so exposed and we do share ourselves so creatively, but then to share yourself on social media or to share your art that you're creating is a whole nother muscle, and it's a whole nother beast of exposure and looking at yourself and where your habits are and where your limiting beliefs are. And so for me, I had to come to a place where I was like, I am just showing up because of me. Like, music didn't abandon me. I abandoned me. Like, I stopped showing up for what it was because I was, you know, my knight in shining armor didn't show up, but I am that. Like, I have to show up, and I have to show up for the gift that I've been given. And it might be 5 people hearing it, and it might be 100 million people hearing it, but this is just my journey. I have to share it. And I have to kind of give myself this pep talk every day, in a way, you know, when I share on social media, like, what do I want to share? Like, what, from what place, you know, this woman that has 2 little girls, and I want to show them what is possible. I want to show them that their dreams, you have to show up for your dreams. They don't just happen for you, and nobody's responsible for them coming true. And the journey is what there is. Like, it's about the journey. So you know, at the end of our amazing lives, like, what did you spend your time doing? And so for me, that's my journey. And I have this extra motivation of making sure that I am the woman that I want my children to be, and modeling that for them.
Oh, I love that. I feel like I want to pick apart so many different things, but I'm going to start with songwriting and writing songs and like mm-hmm. those first, because I know you always knew that you were going to be in music. Mm-hmm. And you always knew, you always had that desire. So were you writing songs from like middle school, or were you just doing like choir, that kind of thing? Mm. Let's get into that, those weeds a little bit, and then we're going to get into some other fun stuff.
No, I was a classically trained, you know, I did opera and classical music and choir, and I wish I, you know, part of it is like, there wasn't a lot of different lanes. There wasn't this like independent artist taking over the world when I was growing up. It was like the record label, and the best way as a young kid to train your voice is to be classically trained. And so that was the road that I did. And then I went into UCLA as an opera major. And I just found like it was a little more stifling than I wanted it to be. And I didn't really fit the bill. Like, I could sing it, but I wasn't type A enough for it, you know, or so it seemed like I don't really know enough about it anymore. But I changed to jazz vocals, and it was just like, whoa, you can take the notes off the page. Like, you don't have to sing exactly what's on there. You can interpret it. And after college, I just kind of thought, you know, somebody's going to write me this music and it's going to be great. And I still had this, you know, somebody's going to discover me and I'll get a record deal. And it wasn't until I moved to New York, and I just kind of kept coming up against like this music that I didn't want to sing, and nothing was like, but that, like, one, the content I wanted to sing, and two, like, my voice. And so I started writing music because I was like, well, someone's got to write the song that I can sing. And that was the missing link for me. It was like, oh yeah, like, you were supposed to be writing music years ago, girl. Like, what, you know, but it took me a while to figure that out. And so I started writing music. One of the first songs I wrote, I placed in a Coca-Cola commercial, like, serendipitously, the universe all aligned for that. And, it gave me the confidence to be, you know, I'm a songwriter, and I've been honing my chops since then, you know, like, I am probably an unconventional songwriter. I don't write songs for other people really. And I do write for TV and film and commercials, but you know, so that's been my journey.
That's so beautiful. I love that songwriting became like a solution to you not really fitting or finding songs that fit your voice and fit the message that you wanted to share and the way that you wanted to share it. Mm-hmm. I love that. I'm actually starting to write songs, and I think I've mentioned it like maybe once on this podcast, but like, not, I mean, it's not like out there because it's still like in process. I'm currently in a grad program, and like my both my classes are like classes that are like incorporating songwriting and stuff. So I'm like, okay,
Wow.
it's like a
Wow.
sign. So, and I like already felt like God was like, yeah, you need to start writing songs. And then I literally haven't even said this on the podcast before, but I felt that like last year, and I was like, okay, like I know it's gonna happen. And then I just happened to end up, these were the two classes that like I could get into that worked with my schedule, and I was like, okay, like it's like a sign. So this is really
Wow.
inspiring to me personally. Hopefully it's inspiring other people too, but I love that you were able to just like pour into songwriting as that means to creating music that you really wanted to hear for yourself. And then of course it became other things. So how did you get into licensing music? Because that's such an interesting avenue that a lot of people who are okay, like they want to start singing too, and they want to write their own songs, but it's hard to, you know, like how do I get a record label, you know, to notice me, or like how do I get signed to record label, like, and if I don't do that, then how do I make money for my music? So how did you get into licensing songs, and what was that journey like?
I mean, it's been like any, like all journeys, there's no straight line. So I got the Coca-Cola spot, and I just feel like nobody was like, hey, try that again. Like, these are the things that worked about what you did. I just was like, whoa, whoa, that's amazing. Like I didn't stop to think about how can I do that again, because I just felt like it was this mysterious, magical thing. And then a couple years later, the same people reached out and they were like, hey, can you write a song for an Overstock spot? And so I did, and I got that. And it was like you couldn't have something handed to you that, I could have done so much with it, but I was like, oh, great, another miracle. Let me just move on this really hard path of trying to, like, I didn't stop to be like, how can I get more on this path? Like, if something's working here. They had me sing the commercial live, like I was in the commercial. It was like
That's amazing.
God just lined it all up for me. And I was like, cool, that must have been a one-off, But so after that reality TV show where I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm just gonna give up on all of this, I got this email from this woman named Kathy Heller, who, is how we met.
Of
And
course.
she was in her music licensing phase. She had a music licensing company. And she was like, hey, like, come to this workshop. And I'm going to be teaching how to actually do this, and you've had some success, like, come to this workshop. And she probably wrote that email to everybody, but it felt very personal to me. And maybe it was personal to me because she did kind of know my history. Anyway, I wrote her back. She wrote me back. She was so personal and warm. And all the things Kathy is like, sees right into your soul. And I was like, okay, well, I better show up to this. And it was when she just had like 50 of us in her little theater teaching us about music licensing. And I noticed she had nobody on her team, and it was just her. And I was like, hey, like, do you need somebody to help? Like, can I come and help you in any way? She's like, sure. Ended up living down the street from her. Like, there was a Starbucks between us. I'd go get the Starbucks. I'd go to her house. I would work for her. She hired me, and I started running her music licensing company. And I started making music for TV, film, and ads. I started just like infiltrating the system of music licensing. And she gave me that head start. She was just about to have her third baby. She was starting her podcast, and she was like, just going into this other side. And so I was able to really step into moving forward. And she had a program and a class where she taught other people online how to write music for TV and film and ads. And she since has closed that, and myself and my colleague, we've started another company called Two Indie, where we help independent artists figure out their way through music licensing, and we connect them with agents, which is the person that will help pitch their music and get them ready for that experience. So, all of that has worked together to be the world that I live in now.
Wow, I have so much to say about that. Oh my goodness. Because I found Kathy through her podcast, in like maybe 2020 or 2021. And that really just God used a lot of different people and like podcasts, but that was one of them that really just like propelled me to be like, I know that I want to be a singer and a performer. And I was like on the med school journey, and then I went to med school, but I knew God was calling me to music. And now I'm in music school, and it was just like a huge turnaround. And that was a huge, like, just a huge piece of that story. So it's so cool to, and I've heard her story so many times because I've listened to all her, so many podcast episodes and like been to workshops and stuff. And so I've heard that story of like her starting the podcast when she was having her third daughter and like hosting like 50, you know, classes of 50 people in a theater. And like, it's so cool. You're a part of it. Like, you're part of the
I
story.
was there.
Oh, that's awesome. And I didn't even know that you have your own indie artist label too, or not label, but like agency.
Like a
Like,
coaching program. Like we help, we don't actually represent the songs. We help them create the songs and we help them figure out what, you know, what's working and introduce them to music licensing agents that would represent and pitch their music. And just it's a global community of music makers around the world that support one another in making amazing music. Like I couldn't have set out wanting to create that. I didn't even know it existed. And here it is. I have it. And I'm so, so grateful every day for this beautiful community that we have.
Wow, that's amazing. We'll definitely get all the links to all of that because I would love for my community to look into that. And I want to look into that as well. That's amazing. That sounds so cool. I had no idea. What a pleasant surprise. I didn't know about that. I knew about your music, but I didn't know about that aspect. So, okay, that is so cool how you got into licensing music. And I mean, to see someone who is a musician, a singer, a songwriter, putting themselves out there in that way and being able to, I mean, I assume, presume that, you know, you're able to support yourself financially in that way and like through those means, which is like a lot of people would not ever think that, oh, a songwriter like would be able to have that or like be able to do that. So I just love that you kind of like were able to stand against the status quo in that way and be a light for other artists to see like what's possible. That's really the beauty of hearing these stories is that we can all see like, oh wow, there's so much that's possible when you put yourself out there and you believe that you have a gift to share. So it's awesome. I love that.
Thank you.
I'm curious also, so going a little bit further on in your journey to now, because you said that you went into licensing and then you were still feeling that pull to want to put your own music out there and write songs for yourself and share that. So how did that start? Were you still license music or you do both? Like you
Yeah,
still
I do both.
you do both.
Oof. Hold on one second. Let me close my door because there's a little bit of noise.
You're good. We will pause right here. You're all good. That's the beauty of podcasting.
What?
I was saying that's the beauty of podcasting.
Oh, I
Talking
know.
and
I
out. No, it's all good.
know. Not live, although I've had those live things where I'm like, sorry.
That's cool too. Like, who cares? You know.
Yeah, we're all human. It's just the humanity of it.
Exactly.
So I do both. You know, I'm coaching people in the music licensing space and creating, you know, since having children, I think the music that I've been making has slowed down. I just can't make as much music. So I'm just finally getting back into making more music for with music licensing in mind to build that catalog. And so I work in that space. And then this record that I did, which, you know, a year ago, I was singing on somebody else's record and in the studio with this amazing producer named Billy Loeffler. And he said, you know, what about your music? And I was like, well, yeah, I mean, I've got to do that. And he's like, get your butt in here, invest in yourself, invest in your music. Like, you know, it's time to show up. And, you know, this is what it would be if you wanted to do it. You know, this is what you need to commit to. And I was like, well, I just happen to be working on this song that's been on my heart. So like, let's do this. And I showed up every week on and we did a 5-song EP. And so that's kind of what I'm in the middle of releasing. You know, if I really knew very little about releasing music because I'd been so in the world of music licensing and hadn't really released anything. And people would be like, can I hear your music? I'm like, yeah, for everything that I've done, I've like no presence online. And so finally, I have some songs that really feel like me and they're online. And, you know, I'm just promoting those and releasing those and had to hire somebody to help me just stay accountable to do it because I would just be like, here's the song. But like really, really flexing that muscle of like, here's the song and here's the song again and here's the song in a different way and here's why I wrote the song and here's another reason into the like behind the scenes and here's the, you know, because these songs actually do have a story. They're not just like, oh, I thought these were fun. You know, I wrote these songs as a recovering people pleaser, as somebody who felt like I've lost my voice and my path along the way, and really wanting to speak to that and share from that space and help other people find their voice through my music and feel seen and heard through it.
That's so good. I love the fact that every single part of your story, like there's a journey, like it all, there's a journey within each aspect, and then it all ties together for this ultimate journey. Because if you hadn't maybe had that moment after the reality TV show of like, you know, like just forget it, blah, 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 like when you found music licensing, or when you realized that music licensing was like, this is what's possible, kind of with Kathy's class that she did and everything, then you might not have been like so ready to jump in, because you hadn't, because you had that like quote unquote failure, not failure, but you know, that like that moment of like, oh my gosh, like nothing's working, you know, you were able to actually go all in. And then after you went all in with licensing, you were able to then share that with other people through coaching, which is like, if you hadn't gone through that, then you wouldn't be able to tell other people about it. And then now it brought you back to making and releasing your own music, which now you are going in that process of like how to actually do that, and who knows what's next, like you might end up coaching other people on how to release your own music, and also you're inspiring other people to see like, this is how you do it, by just showing your like process and being in the process. Like I can watch you on Instagram, which I have been seeing you like posting on Instagram and being like, oh wow, she's like, I see how you're sharing the song in different ways. I see you doing that. And so it's all like, it's all part of the story, and you being in that process and being open to it, it's just allowing you to then help other people, which is just so cool. I think that's the beauty of being very present and sharing as an artist and sharing like your journey, because other people can learn from it too. So thank you for generously sharing that. I do want to hit on the part of actually taking those steps to put yourself out there, to even if it's when it comes to like licensing music, for the person who's listening, who, you know, maybe they grew up singing too, they had that love for singing, and maybe they've always wanted to write songs, or they've always wanted to, you know, release music. What is that like first step? Let's say for licensing music, is there like a first, like when you're coaching someone, I'm like, okay, you have to like write the song and then you have to do this. Like, what's like the first thing that they need to know to do before they can do anything else when it comes to licensing music? And then we'll do the same for like releasing music in the way that you're doing it.
I mean, I think it's like start studying the songs that are used in ads and TV shows, and like, what are the common threads, and educate yourself on what works, you know, just about every kind of music works, but there's some things that make it work better, that make it work easier for an editor. Like, you know, so if there's two great songs, they might pick the one that just is going to be a little easier to edit, or has, you know, more builds to it, or the lyric is just a little more interesting, whatever it might be. So I'd say the first step is just like doing that research and surrounding yourself with people who are like-minded, so that you can stay on track. You know, it's easy for us to kind of do a little research, then, you know, you fall back in your old way of life or whatever. And like, to really connect to a community that has got a pulse and that's doing stuff to keep you moving forward and learning. And then it's about making the music. You know, because so many people make music and then they go for it. And it's like, well, if you just knew like a couple little things when you're making that music, you know, you can up your chances quite a bit.
Yeah. Would you say it's the same for writing and releasing your own music? Like for your personal music, for instance, if someone wants to start writing songs and then put that out there, It's a first step, like kind of like what kind of song do you want to write? Or it's the first step, like, okay, start a platform so you can start building that community, and then you'll figure out what songs you're gonna want to write based on like how, you know, what the people around you are also experiencing and how you can kind of relate with them through your music. I don't know. What would you say?
Yeah, I don't know. Everybody's different. You know, I write songs like when I'm not writing for something that might be like, oh, this will be great for an ad or something. I'm writing like what I need to say, what needs to come out, you know? So it's, I don't want to look out what are other people writing. I want to write what is true for me. And I just sit down at a piano and see what comes and it kind of all unfolds. So I think everybody works differently. Like some people really move from the like a rhythm, like if you could have like a drum beat and then they can write a song to that, or you know, everybody is inspired differently. For me, it's just sitting at the piano and feeling like I need to like process this thing that's sitting on my heart here to like figure out how to process it, explain it, share it, express it. And in terms of, you know, releasing it, then it's like, oh, well, let's edit it. Let's get some feedback on it. Let's get a producer to help produce it, maybe co-write. I am all for co-writing, you know, so that's where you collaborate with somebody else. It really helps things move across the finish line, helps inform you on new skills, like you really push your songwriting skills. And it's okay to not really know what you're doing, you know? So I think when I know what I'm doing, when I'm better, like then I can start collaborating or then I can like do this and you get better by doing. So, you know, again, with the community, like collaborate with people in your community and start writing the songs. And from there, you know, yeah, the releasing part, there's so many platforms, there's so many, you know, to all of that stuff you can just kind of figure out with a Google search.
That's good. I love that you said, like, you'll over time, like, the more you do it, you know, you grow. I think one of the, well, I know one of the biggest things that I hear from people who either come to the Facebook group or comment to me is that I just don't feel confident. You know, I just don't feel, or like, how do I build confidence? How do I gain confidence in my voice when it comes to just singing itself? Much less like just like writing your own music, you know, that can feel very vulnerable. It's very scary. And how, you know, what fears have come up for you when it comes to sharing your voice as an artist, sharing your singing, sharing your songs? Like what fears come up and how do you somehow push past it to share and be willing to share and build that confidence over time?
I mean, my fears have evolved, you know, when it was first like, oh, you're too old, you're not thin enough, you're not pretty enough. Like, you know, that was like very young fears that I had for a while, or like, what if you're not good enough, or, you know, I don't know, all the things. I think now, my fears are more like, what's the point? You know, like, why am I putting myself out there? What if nobody hears it? Or nobody, it's not that I care if anybody likes it, but I think it's more like, what if nobody hears it? You know, you put all this energy and nobody's hearing it. And I just kind of have to remind myself, like, that's not my job. My job is just to show up and the right people will hear it. And if I keep showing up, because if I don't show up, nobody's going to hear it. Nobody's going to find it. And, that's the only thing that I have control over is showing up for what it is, showing up for, and maybe also just like owning this as a gift. You know, I think I've spent a lifetime apologizing for it. You know, I think, oh, well, like you stand out, you know, in choir or you got the solos or whatever, you know, so you kind of like apologize. You start apologizing for it. And, you know, we all have gifts. And so like kind of owning like this is my gift. Like it might not be, you know, everybody has different gifts and I'm not better for my gift, but I can own that I have one and just like you and just like anybody else. And the world is better because we all share our gifts. That's what really makes the world this beautiful place for us to live in. And so when we're constantly apologizing, like, I would never want my daughter to apologize for something that she's been given to share. So I think probably there was work in there as well of just being like, this is what I have to offer. Like, you know, this is what it is.
It's just being like honestly yourself and like this is what I can do. This is what I love to do. This is what I have to share. And I love that you said, and like not apologizing. One of the biggest, or I guess most listened to episode on the show for a while has been an episode 71. I always remember. And it was, is it selfish to be an artist? That like doubt, that whole feeling of like, oh, like just because I love to do this thing, so it's selfish of me to put myself out there, or like to share it. Like I should apologize. I should feel like, oh, like, you know, like, oh, I'm not that good. Like why would I even make time for it? It's like, just because you enjoy doing it or you love doing it, doesn't mean that it's selfish to want to put it out there to share it. It actually, like you said, it encourages other people. It inspires other people. It can impact other people, and it can do all those things for yourself too. And that's worthwhile as well. And so I love that you said that. That's really, really important. That's really good. I love that. I wanted to just ask one more thing before I ask my final question, but because you've been posting and like sharing your voice on Instagram and on social media, how have you sound like, and because you have like, your own business, like in your coaching as well, like building community as an artist, like, and like kind of like building that, not so much like building an audience, because it's not like an audience, it's community, you know, you hear them and you listen to them and you interact with them. How has that been? Like, what's been the process for you? Are you like able to like DM people on Instagram and hear their stories, or like what's that been like for you when it comes to building community?
You have such good questions. You're so spot on with some great questions here.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, the community part, I'm still figuring that out in terms of being an artist. You know, I think the model was record label will create this community. And now it's really like, what do I stand for? What do I want to share? What do I want to keep talking about? And finding those truths for me has been, you know, a process, and it still is. I still am like, well, what do I, you know, where do I want to, I'm not like a 20-year-old girl singing about heartbreak. Like that doesn't interest me. And so what does interest me, and what do I want to say, and what kind of impact do I want to say? And I think just moving from that space and trying to interact with people when they comment, like trying to give everybody a comment back and DM with people. And, you know, I find I'm still figuring those pieces out, but as long as I am like, my brand stays consistent, you know, of like, this is the, or, you know, consistent and continually evolving, but what I stand for, what my truths are, where my voice is coming from, you know, I'm not a heartbroken kid looking for answers outside of myself anymore. So what am I?
Yeah, I think that's beautiful though, because you can speak to to people, you know, who are also experiencing that. And it's different. It's not like, you know, it's not what people always expect women to write about, you know, and I like how you talk about like people pleasing. Oh, I could talk with you forever about that. Like all how that just impacts us as people who want to be creative, because, you know, especially if you want it as a career, like not everyone thinks that that's possible. And then, you know, you can get down on you, or you can get down on yourself, and so many things that tie into people pleasing. And then of course, like, you love to perform, you love to share your art, but of course if you're a people pleaser, then you're going to want someone to also like show their approval of your art and everything. And then that can cause trouble. So I think the fact that you are open to sharing those experiences through your music and, talking about those things through music, I absolutely relate to that. So your music is still very much relatable, even though it's not about, like breaking up with a guy. That's not all that women can write about.
Right, exactly.
And even if you do want to write about that, amazing too. Love that for you. But like,
Yeah,
that's why there's a spectrum. Like,
thanks.
it can all be there. Like, there's room for everything. And so I love that you're not putting yourself into that box of like, I have to talk about like this one guy who broke my heart like however many years ago. You don't have to write about that. I love that you're not. That's good. That's awesome. There are other people who want to write about that, and they do that
Yeah,
perfectly. So let them
right.
you
I
do.
have plenty of those songs.
Yeah.
Done that, been there.
So you get some variety thrown in there. I love that. Yeah, this is so good. Tell everyone where they can find you, and then I will ask my final question, and that way everyone can connect with you ASAP.
You can find me at Sonnet Music, Sonnet Music. That's like my website, that's my Instagram. Really, I'm the most active on Instagram and a little bit on TikTok. So if you send me a message, I'll certainly respond. And then Two Indie is my company. If you're a musician looking for community and music licensing and support around that, it's the number two indie, INDIE.com. And we're Two Indie Official on all the socials. But yeah, you can just send us a message and we respond in there. And yeah.
Yeah, I'll put all of that in the show notes, and I absolutely am going to check out Two Indie as well. Yeah, definitely follow Sana on
Thanks.
Instagram. Her Instagram is so cool, and she posts a lot of cool music. And I loved the song that you posted, with the choreography. I think that was one of my favorites. That was really beautiful. I love dance too, so I like the combination of the two. That was really beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah, that was really cool.
So definitely follow. My last question I ask all my guests, and it's my favorite, and it's if you could just speak to just one person who's listening who grew up singing or grew up in the arts and would love to get back to it, just doesn't feel super confident in themselves. They want to have a creative life, but they just, are struggling with that confidence piece or that, taking that first step kind of. How, what's one thing you could say to them? One word of advice or inspiration or encouragement for them?
I mean, it's just steps. So we don't have to look at like, oh, I just want all these things. Like, what's one thing that you can do today? And maybe making that list. I know I there's certainly so many things that I want in my life, and I can get overwhelmed with like, I'm not there yet. But really, what's the first step? So, I mean, a creative life is I write in my journal every day, or I start singing lessons. Like, I used to be a vocal coach for a number of years, and I feel like it's such a connector to your soul. And then you start building confidence. And if you want to be singing your songs, like having that confidence of somebody helping you build your vocal chops is so, and it's like therapy, you know? So I don't know if that's the avenue you want to go, but I always am an advocate for vocal lessons for those. It feels like an hour just for you. And you really don't have to have the discipline of like, I need to sit down and do something right now. So there's a teacher there helping you figure out what you need to do. But I think just reminding yourself it's step by step, what can I incorporate in my week that can help me live a more creative life? And not getting overwhelmed by the final destination.
That's so beautiful. I love that. I'm all about like just take that first step, just like a one teeny tiny step of action. And I think you've given us a lot of options for what we can do. So thank you so much for being so kind
Thanks.
and sharing your experience, sharing your journey, sharing your tips and advice. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. And I know that everyone's loved this episode. So we'll all connect with you as well. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Of course. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode and to this show. I'm so in awe of you for being here and showing up for your creative gifts. That takes courage. Don't forget to join the Performing Arts community on Facebook for support and inspiration as you continue on your journey. If this episode helped or inspired you in any way, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with someone. It means so much. Thank you again. And don't forget to keep singing, acting, dancing, performing, and living creatively. Talk to you next time.